my name is Tanya Merrigan, and I am the proud superintendent of the Blue Valley School District. And we are here on the final podcast, Unmuted, for the 2020-2021 school year, a school year that has been like no other, I'm sure, for any of us. I'm really excited today because I have three Blue Valley High School students with me who are going to share their experiences. And just like all of us, student experiences have certainly been up and down. They've had some opportunities to learn and grow, not only as students, but as members of the community. We really want honest conversation about their experiences with virtual or hybrid or in-person, and their life as a student here among a pandemic. So to start with, I'm going to ask each of my three guests to introduce themselves and to let us know what school they attend and what their learning mode has been this year. And then if you just want to give us a little bit about what you do at your high school. So we will start with Emma.
All right. Hi, I'm Emma Johnson. I go to Blue Valley Northwest High School, and all of my classes were like technically in-person classes. So I'm at school 7 hours a day now. And my biggest role at school is I'm the editor-in-chief for our school newspaper. So I've been navigating that this year, but I'm also involved in STUGO, We the People, and a couple of other organizations at school.
Thank you, Emma. And how about Karthik?
Hey everyone, my name is Karthik Sathish, and last semester I was all virtual. I did all classes online and at home. And this semester currently I am taking all my classes in person, which has definitely been a big change from last semester. And at my school, I go to Blue Valley Southwest, and here I am the senior class president as well as NHS president.
And Karthik, are you headed to state for something this week?
Yeah, actually I leave tonight for state tennis, so wish me luck.
Well, good luck. I thought maybe that was the case. Thank you, Karthik. And then finally, Gage.
Hi, my name is Gage Roach. I go to Blue Valley West High School. I play quarterback for the football team, and I'm also on the basketball team. My learning mode this year has been, I've been all in person. First semester, obviously, we've been at home a little bit and hybrid, but any chance I've had, I've been in school, and you know, it's been a little bit difficult, but you know, it's also, it's really good to see everybody in class and be back in the school atmosphere.
Thank you, Gage. Well, to start with, as we reflect, I've done some of these with some teacher groups and with some administrator groups, and we always start with the question of what went well this year? Can you think back of your experiences and what has gone well?
For me, it was definitely difficult at the start getting newspaper all together. There's 40 of us on staff, and like running a newsroom virtually was hard, but like it's also what they've been doing all across the country. I worked with somebody from the Kansas City Star, and you know, like they're all at home for the most part. There aren't people in office. And so it kind of like adapted me to like how it could be in the workforce, learning to work with people digitally and kind of organize in that way was big. And we, you know, we made all of our deadlines. We had 5 print issues this year. Only one actually got printed. But that was really exciting for us to get to do all that despite the changes of the year.
Thanks, Emma.
Something that went well for me personally was finally getting back that social aspect with all my friends. You know, being at home was tough, and like not being able to be around all your classmates and be with your friends in passing periods. It was just tough. And then now that we're all back in person, it was good to see everybody and be with everybody all hours and kind of have that camaraderie back. And just in different classes, it makes it more fun to be here when everyone's here. So that was one thing that I was really happy with.
I'd agree with Gage. Like that was one of the biggest reasons that I switched back to in person, because I wanted to like live my last semester of high school with like everyone that I grew up with and like have some meaningful connections to end the year off. And I'm glad I switched, but every teacher did the best they could with virtual, but some teachers took it on themselves to go like an asynchronous path where students could go at their own pace. And I really appreciate those teachers that did that, because it allowed you to finish school a lot quicker as well as work at your own schedule, which was kind of nice, honestly.
Thanks. So let's transition now to maybe what didn't go so well. So with either in-person, hybrid, remote, whatever, wherever you were, can you think about some things that maybe didn't go well?
as editor-in-chief, it was just hard to know where my staff was at. Normally, like newspaper, we always have food in the classroom. Our principal will even joke, like, she always can come up here and, like, find junk food. And, like, we have, like, parties all the time. It was kind of this big camaraderie we had as a staff. And it was really hard to build that up this year, especially when, like, both halves of the alphabet hadn't met each other until we finally got to fourth quarter. And so it was difficult to navigate around that, but I definitely think we're at a much better place now.
Something that was difficult for me was, you know, when we were all at home and it was just tough to kind of get, like, the motivation sometimes was just hard because, you know, you're at home and usually that's like your time, like when you're at your house, it just kind of when I'm able to turn the switch off and like be able to just relax. And now that I'm doing school while I'm at my house, it was just kind of tough to adjust to that and kind of limit my distractions and really get focused. You know, when you're here at the school, it's really easy to be able to get into your work because you're around everybody else is doing it. And like this, once you're in this atmosphere, you just feel like, all right, it's time to get to work. And another thing that was tough for me as a student athlete was just the not having this like crowds there for the games. You know, because of COVID, we were only able to have parents and then maybe one or two siblings. And it kind of, as the season went on, it got a little bit bigger, but it was just tough. You know, it was, you know, football games in the fall, usually I'm like, you're accustomed to playing in front of hundreds in a student section and there's like thousands of people at the game, where this year there was maybe 100 to 200 people. So it was tough to find that energy, you know, and get yourself kind of going, and you kind of have to more focus on what's going on with the team and getting your energy there because you're not really getting any feedback from the crowd. And another big thing with like basketball too is there's no student section right there in your face, so it was like it felt more like a freshman game almost, which is kind of weird to say, is like the varsity games felt like a freshman game. And like it's just your parents there and all, you can hear the cheerleaders. Like usually in the games you can't really hear them because the student section's going crazy, but you know, it was definitely a different experience. But it just really gets me excited for next year, getting back to, you know, we're getting a stadium built up here, which I'm really excited for. And you know, that first game back is just going to be surreal, and it's going to be a ton of fun.
I think it was pretty tough to miss out on all the social gatherings and all like the final things that seniors have, like the final like homecoming dance, final sweetheart, final like all those things, as well as like with NHS, there's like things like induction and like hooding and stuff like that that like couldn't really be done to the fullest this year, which obviously there's nothing we could really do about it with COVID, but missing out on that kind of was not the best. But other than that, I think the thing that was most tough for me was, as a leader of Relay for Life is like an event based around like a huge social gathering, and that's how they like raise all their funding and stuff. American Cancer Society just faced like a huge loss this year because the event was virtual, and like it was so hard to get the word out and to get people that actually excited about it. So that was definitely the most tough part for me.
So as you think about, you've gone through this year, all of you have been virtual at some point. Sounds like Karthik was virtual full time, but Emma and Gage were remote for a while. As you think about that going forward, what have you learned about yourself as a learner? Would you do a remote class in college or in the future?
I definitely think being in person, for the most part, is best for me because, like, I can easily get distracted at home, and I feel like I'm held more accountable for my learning when I'm at school. But I definitely think I'd be open to taking virtual courses, especially for things that I feel like I can handle on my own and go at my own pace. It's definitely been weird, like, being back at school from 7:45 to 3 is a big adjustment, especially even, like, after being in hybrid, because, like, once you learn that you can do stuff on your own, it can be hard to sit in a class for an hour and a half every day. And so like that's definitely something I've learned. I think being in person definitely holds me accountable for my learning, but I would be open to taking some virtual courses in the future.
Something that I've learned this year with the remote learning and like how I learn personally is I do best in a situation where I'm around people and I'm able to have social interaction, not through a computer screen. You know, like when we were in Zoom classes at the beginning of the year, like there'd be multiple times where the teacher would ask a question. It's just a whole bunch of blank faces just staring at the screen. It's tough to get the motivation to like want to go out because it's like, it just feels weird. Like it just is a weird situation to be in. So I like having being in class with everybody and being able to like have that back and forth where it's not like you have to press space bar then like talk. It's just like, just kind of flows in the way a classroom goes. And I just like that social interaction. And also, like, getting help is so much easier when you're in person, because you're able to have things like advisory and you're able to go see your teachers, rather than if you're on Zoom, you got to set up a Zoom meeting time. And you got to show them the paper and say, I need help on this problem. And it's like hard to describe, rather than when you're in person, it just makes it a lot more convenient. So it just makes it a lot easier for me to learn here, that I have more motivation, and it just makes it so I like actually found myself accountable for what I'm doing in class.
Yeah, I'd agree. It's definitely way easier to get off task when you're like at home with your bed close to you, like in the morning with your phone next to you, so many distractions. But honestly, I think I would take some virtual classes in college, like depending on the classes, like obviously not like the core classes that you actually need to learn and like pay attention for your major, but some of the elective classes that like you just have to take because it's a college requirement would be nicer to take online, just so you could go your own pace and like not have to worry about sitting through like the most boring lecture ever or anything like that. So like, I definitely consider it. And I feel like the virtual courses that we had through Blue Valley honestly like prepared me for pretty well and showed me how it would be like in college. So
I think you've all learned some really valuable lessons about yourself as a learner. Those are important things to know as you move forward. So thank you for sharing that. So what are you most looking forward to next year?
I mean, I'm super excited to go to college next year, and hopefully, you know, things will gradually get more normal. I really did miss like going to sports games this year, and so like I'm hoping I'll get to do that. And you know, just like hopefully everything, it's gonna be a while before we get to any type of normal, I think, but getting closer to that and like being around people is great, because like there are definitely times this year where like I felt so antisocial because like I'd be in virtual school and I wouldn't be seeing people, and I'm excited for the social aspect of things.
I'm really excited to kind of like Emma said, get back to like a normal type of like being in school, you know, with the no masks and like just having maybe like where you're like you can't be in big groups, like people are getting mad at you, and having like the normal lunches where I'm not sitting on the bleachers for 30 minutes in the gym to eat lunch. But, and I'm just really excited to get everybody back for, you know, sporting events and all that stuff. I'm really excited to kind of get back to the normalcy of that, because I feel like everyone kind of deserves to have that sort of high school experience. And, you know, in this past year, we've been kind of robbed of that. So I'm, you know, for the seniors, I feel like really bad for you guys, honestly, because you guys missed out on so much. And that's why I just like want to really take for granted next year what happens, because I know what happened with your guys' senior year. And it's a tough situation. And I'm really just like going to try and take as much in as I can next year and like not take it for granted, because I know what it was like this year.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to meeting a whole new crowd of people like in college next year. And yeah, like I feel like one of the things that couldn't be exposed very much was like school spirit this year, just because like we couldn't be in big groups or like do gatherings or anything like that. I can't wait to experience like a whole new level of that in college. Obviously it'll be at a bigger scale, and like getting back to sports. And yeah,
I wholeheartedly agree with you guys. I too am looking forward to going to a Blue Valley West, Blue Valley Southwest football game at that new stadium, and watching Gage and his teammates play against the Timberwolves, and getting out to schools and getting back to a little bit more normalcy. So final question here. You guys are upperclassmen, juniors or seniors. What advice would you have for incoming high school students?
I would definitely just say to be as involved as possible, especially as things are going to get back to normal next year. Like, I think about all the times where, like, I didn't go to, like, a basketball game, or I didn't do this, and, like, I so regret it. So it's, like, go to every game, go to all the assemblies that you can if they're having them. And, like, for me, like, I never intended to be on the school newspaper going into high school, and it's something that I found a passion for, and now I'm going to be majoring in journalism and political science, and it's been huge for me. And so I would just say, like, be involved with everything like that you might have interest. You don't have to stick with it, but you can see if you enjoy it, and you never know where you can like find something you really care about.
I personally would say to not be so focused on the future, but really just like put yourself in the moment, because what you realize is when you look back, some of those moments where you were thinking about the future, like I wasted that time rather than I took it for granted. And just like really make sure that, like Emma said, you know, when you're younger, it's like, oh, it's not cool to go to the games. Like, yeah, go to everything that you can, because when you look back at it, going into like when you're in college, you're gonna be like, oh, I wish I went to that, or oh, I wish I went to that, or like, why did I skip that because I thought that it wasn't cool. Just like, it's cool to have school spirit, and it's cool to be able to go to all of that type of stuff, because that's what high school is all about, is supporting, is being around each other and creating an atmosphere to where everybody's one family and able to support each other and everything. And, you know, obviously to chase for championships, and it just, it's a really cool experience. And you want to be able to, rather than just like skip over it and not even think about it, to make sure that you really recognize like what type of situation you're in and really show that like your appreciation for it.
Yeah, I'd agree. Living in the moment is definitely a great piece of advice, but I also agree that you want to go to like as many school events as you can. Like, you only get to have them a certain amount of years, and like celebrate with your peers, and you want to try to collaborate and see who you work with well in high school to prepare you for later. Another piece of advice I have is like my freshman and sophomore year, I feel like I tried to get involved in every single thing our school had to offer, like clubs wise and sports wise, all that stuff. But I think I regret not like picking and choosing to like actually dive deep into a few. So I'd advise like to really pick, or like you can explore a lot of things your first year, but like after that, like really pick and dive deep into like one or two things that you like. That way you'll get a lot more out of it than just like being involved in so many things and not being able to put your like full effort in everything.
You guys, that was excellent advice, all three of you, for all high school students. So I want to thank you for spending a little time with us today to reflect on the year. Want to wish Emma and Karthik great luck next year in college. I'm excited to celebrate with you next weekend during graduation ceremonies. Want to wish Gage good luck next year on the football team and basketball team and being a senior. We're excited for some of those things to get back to a little bit more normalcy as well. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. This is our last edition of Unmuted for this school year. Thank you, everyone.